Hey there, this is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching today. I'm here back at the Hummingbird Feeder. This is my now second annual Hummingbird video for you. This was a real popular video last year because I think it's the power of metaphor. I talk about the hummingbird versus the mountain lion energy, and I want to repeat it again this year back at the feeder. We'll see if any of these guys come up here to meet us. The metaphor is about the hummingbird being a very jittery animal. Sometimes men can be very jittery like the hummingbird, like a heart rate around 200. We're very anxious. We can get very nervous. We ask a lot of questions. Even at work or at home, we say, what's going on? Why did you do that? Why did you say that to me? Where are you going? What are you looking at? Who are you talking to? What did you mean by that? We ask all these pestering questions because we're nervous and we're anxious and we feel a little dodgy and uncomfortable in ourselves. And so the metaphor is to try to stop being a hummingbird man, try to stop being a hummingbird husband and act a little bit more like a mountain lion. A couple stories I wanted to relate to you recently that brought this to mind was in my Facebook group, a guy told me that recently he's been acting more like a mountain lion at work. He hasn't been happy with his job, and instead of complaining like he used to do and just moping and griping about not liking the job, he very calmly and deliberately went to his boss and said, I'm not happy with this. I want to change. I want something different. And he just did it very calmly. He wasn't angry. He just explained his reasons why he wanted to feel more engaged, connected, excited with his work, said he was capable of more. And so he did. He got a promotion. He got a promotion to 15 minutes within his home to become the foreman of an electrical group there at the Colorado State University Stadium, the brand new football stadium they're building there. And so he posted, he goes, ask and you shall receive. And what he means is when you stop being a hummingbird, when you stop complaining and whining and griping and asking questions about why things aren't better, and when you start being a mountain lion, that's that heart rate of 40 or 50, and you're sitting on a rock and you're flipping your tail with your eyes half closed, and you simply say what you want, you say what you mean, you speak your truth. This works at home too. Another man told me a story when his wife and he were getting into a lot of arguments, around the kids especially, about how they each treated the kids and how they were parenting. And it was getting real snarky. It was getting real negative and she was getting very critical. And he decided to stop the hummingbird activity, the whole, why do you have to talk to them like that? Why are you such a bitch? Why are you so mean? Why blah, 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 the hummingbird activity. So when he goes to mountain lion mode and he decides to take a big deep breath and stop blaming her for being crazy, which is what he was implying. And he was so insecure with her discomfort. He was really insecure with her anger. When he got really calm and he just took her to the side later and said, you know what? We're both better than this. We're both stronger parents than that. And I think we feed off each other. I think we can do better. I think next time things get really tense, I'm just going to tap you on the shoulder. I'm going to let you know I'm here. I've got your back. We need to be a united front with the kids. And I know we can do it. I know we can. So it was real calm, right? That real calm, reassuring, not blaming energy. And instead of wanting to blame him for everything, or blame her for everything, I'm sorry, these hummingbirds are distracting me. Instead of blaming her for everything, all of a sudden he took responsibility into his own hands for his energy and how he talked to her and how he wanted to lead the situation. And it worked. I get an email later saying you wouldn't believe the change in the household. We're just not going there like we used to. We're a lot calmer. That's what you can do when you switch from hummingbird to mountain lion energy. The article that goes with this video has a little bit more, plus a video in the article about what do you do when she says she wants space from you, right? Usually a woman wants space from a hummingbird guy. If you're being overly anxious and nervous and questioning all the time and whining, women want space from that. And I give some advice in the video on what to do. That's all. My arm's getting tired. Sorry for the shaky video. Hope you enjoyed this, and I'll see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.